Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 225. I am Chibi D here in Tokyo, Japan. As always, I am joined by Wombat in New York.
That's right, killing my firstborn and drinking the blood.
What?
Huh? Jews don't do blood libel. What?
What? And Shipwreck, who is in Ohio.
Yeah, I am. It's Ohio.
Woo!
How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Raise the roof, Ohio.
Let's do it. OH.
Excellent.
Nope. Nobody.
Well, okay. Nothing. Yeah. People are going wild out there. They're turning over cars outside your window.
Who's your pick, by the way, Shipwreck? Who are you picking for the Super Bowl? Or are you, did you just give up altogether?
I gave up on football season about, I don't know, 3 months ago when the Bengals were out of the playoffs.
So you're one of those people that once your team's out, you just stop watching?
I watched until my fantasy team lost in the finals, actually. And then I stopped watching.
That's sad. You're missing some good football.
It's just like the teams like the Jets and stuff that aren't really that good playing, right?
No, I think that Ravens...
Welcome back to the show, everybody. That we had some weird interference going on there. I don't know what happened. It was like some static. I think it was
the other day. Shipwreck and I had how long would it have been? Like, it had to be over an hour conversation on Instant Messenger on who we felt was the best mark in the history of the NFL to play the quarterback position. Someone with the name first name Mark.
Mark Montana was really good.
Yes, he was excellent.
All right, we're done, right? With the football?
That's the show, yes.
Yes, right. Yes, we're done with the football.
Right, because we have a big show to talk about. I mean...
We do. There's a lot going on in the world.
The NPD numbers just came out for December and the whole year, actually.
NPD!
And Shipwreck has put together an exciting spreadsheet that he's going to share with us via audio. And, you know, nothing, you know... really works better than sharing a spreadsheet via voice. It's really the perfect medium to express a spreadsheet.
I like to call out the different rows and columns as well. So
yeah, I think Google has a new... Doesn't Google have a new product coming out? Google Spreadsheet Voice, I think. It's coming out soon. No, but he's going to be... What are you doing? I don't even know what you're doing.
We're just going to talk about some trends I've been seeing and...
with the PS3?
Some predictions, yes, for the PS3 for 2011.
Okay, cool. So if you're a PS3 fanboy, you're definitely going to want to stay tuned.
Get your angry finger on the button.
Get ready.
Everybody was so angry at us last episode, and I didn't even think we were that... Like, I thought we were last episode.
Oh.
I felt the anger was a little unnecessary. Speaking of anger, here's a comment from last show. KingKiller33 said... Seriously, I'm really tired of the CADcast taking a big dump on the PS3. The only props you could give it was God of War 3, and even then, GPD had to complain the game didn't blow him away. Then Wombat totally trashes Heavy Rain, calling it shit, when the game received plenty of high reviews. Finally, you guys completely looked other great PS3 exclusives like Yakuza 3 and Mod Nation Racers. And like it or not, GT 5 did receive a lot of good reviews. I think the only PS3 game the podcast has given decent praise to is Uncharted 2. That's sad. You know, there are a lot of happy PS3 owners out there. 2011 prediction, y'all won't even bother playing Little Big Planet 2 or Killzone 3.
Oh, this is all from the same guy. I didn't even realize
this is all from the same guy who complained that we don't like... Since I don't like Heavy Rain, not it liking Heavy Rain equals not liking the PlayStation 3.
I played the demo.
He's saying to me, I trashed Heavy Rain. That means I don't like the PlayStation 3. The two are even. If you don't like Heavy Rain, then you don't like the PlayStation
3. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I don't care for the PlayStation 3 very much.
I like my PlayStation 3.
I don't hate I don't know.
You wish it was better.
I wish it was better. Look, I mean, you got to understand something. I'm one of these guys that, you know, obviously a huge gamer since the age of 3 or 4. And when the PS2 came out, I remember, like, me and my friend went to the store. We tried to buy a PS2. Couldn't buy one because they were sold out everywhere. We wound up buying a Dreamcast, and, you know, it was okay. There just weren't that many great games for it. Got the PS2 eventually, and just...
Now you're going to have the Dreamcast fanboys against us, too.
I mean, it just, you know...
The Dreamcast was great. Move on.
Okay, all right. But maybe not for the types of games that I... Anyway, who cares? It's irrelevant to this discussion. So PS2 comes out. I finally get one. And, you know, just love it to death, play everything. And then the Xbox comes out. And just, I see what the Xbox has to offer. I see Halo. I'm completely uninterested in it. I just don't, you know, the PS2 has me covered. I don't see why I needed this big box in my living room. And one day, you know, several years after the Xbox comes out, I'm talking to, do you remember Defender? Defender was a user on CAG. He owned an independent video game store called Multimedia 1.0. Very famous store in New York City. Used to be on in the East Village. And he owed me some money from affiliate stuff on CAG. And he's like, will you take payment in an Xbox? And I was like, I don't really want an Xbox. I don't want it. Like, I have PS2 does everything. I don't need it. You know, I even playing stuff online on PS2, mostly Tribes. But he really wanted, he didn't want to give me the money. He just wanted to give me the Xbox. So I was like, you know what, fine, I'll take the Xbox. But it was very begrudgingly. He actually gave me the Halo Limited Edition Xbox. So I got it. I got it home. And, you know, pretty soon, because of Xbox Live, I got really into Xbox. I just loved the whole Xbox Live integration. And slowly, I started to switch over to the Xbox, mostly just because of Xbox Live. And then when Xbox 360 came out and took Xbox Live to the next level and improved upon it, I kept heading in that direction. And I guess the big disappointment is that the PS3 wasn't able to really do that with their whole online service.
They still haven't. That's the part. Why hasn't this been corrected? This is what upsets me. I like the PS3 a great deal. I am a fan of Sony. I prefer the 360 to the PS3, but I am a fan of Sony. I have over 600 games for Sony systems. I've bought every console or portable system they've put out.
So yeah,
you don't have a? Do you have a Go?
No, you don't need. Nobody has a Go. That doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah, no. I have a PSP. It's so frustrating that they can't get this to be as compelling as what Xbox Live is. Like, I log in on Xbox Live. I see what came out easily on arcade that week. I see what the new stuff is. Sure, some people may say those are ads, but that's the point of them. They show me what came out.
And you just sort of feel connected to...
Yeah, all my friends are there. Yeah. I see it. They've got the cute little avatar stuff, whatever. I log into PS3. It's the same dash that I bought 5 years ago. It is a same menu system that I have on my TV. It's just
and you
a
felt
list
like
of
it was
stuff.
Outdated 5 years ago. That's the biggest problem is that when the PS3 came out, and now we're in this whole PS3 fucking, you know, shame spot.
No, I want to help them. I want to people to understand why we're not crapping on the PS3 for no reason. We know there's plenty of people that like it, like playing games on it and everything. We just want it to be better.
We're disappointed. And you know what? I think that there are a lot of people out there who are listening to this that feel exactly the same way. And even with the PSP as well.
And you're leaving out, you know, the installs. And the slow downloads. It just, you know, things that are faster on the 360 are slower on the PS3. It doesn't take away from the fact that there are some incredible games that if you haven't played, you're missing out on the PS3. You know, you're talking about decent praise. I said that Metal Gear Solid 4 was the best game I played in when it came out that year, and it's still one of the best games I've ever played, period. I just gave it to my cousin. He just got his first PS3, so he came over to my house and said, what do I need to play? And I gave him Infamous and Metal Gear Solid 4. Sure. So, Yeah, exactly.
Good games.
They're great games.
We know that there's great games on PS3. I think all of us were expecting more from it. I mean, especially since it came out a year after Xbox 360, and they saw what Xbox 360 had to offer right there. It's right in their face, and they still released the PS3 as is.
I don't mind that. I mean, sure, release what you had, but upgrade it by now. Like, don't treat your PSN games like some little throwaway stuff. Like, Xbox Live games get huge amount of coverage on 360. They're right there in your face at all times. PSN games, they're not. They're buried in all these different little folders that I have to go search out through and see, like, okay, something came out on PSP. Oh, no, it's a mini. I have to go inside this mini folder and find it. Oh, look, there's something on my... Like, this week, I got Prinny 2. Downloaded it on the PSP or I downloaded it on the PSN store on the PS3. No problem. That's how I like to do that, so I can back it up on my PS3 and then install it onto my PSP. Great. There's this other piece of content. It's a free download content that adds on to Prinny 2. I click on it on the PS3 to download it. It tells me I cannot download that on the PS3.
And you're on the PS3.
I'm on the PS3. It's right there in my face. Why can't I download this? Like, why put this on here if I can't download it? So then I went and downloaded it on my PSP. Fine. It worked fine. But why is it there?
It's weird.
They need help. Somebody needs to help them and show them some UI interfaces. Show them, like, this is the kind of marketing you need to do. Kevin Butler needs to go. Kevin Butler is not selling to anybody who isn't already a PlayStation fan.
Right.
He's funny. I get it. He's perfectly fine. He's a funny guy. I laugh. But him trying to sell PlayStation Move to casual people does not work.
Right. Well, didn't that guy basically step down, the father of PlayStation, Kutaragi? Like, he's not there anymore, right?
That was back towards the beginning of the PlayStation 3, wasn't it? That's been several years.
Yeah. Well, it's not because that they were really pleased with what he did with the PS3, was it? I mean,
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what the vision is with it. It just seems to be the same thing. Just they're just going to keep on doing it.
Yeah. In 2006, he was Kaz took his job, and 2007 he retired.
He may have just retired to retire.
He's only 60 today. Japanese people work till they're like 80. I took a cab today. I think it was a corpse that drove me. I mean, the guy, nice. I mean, I can't
maybe,
believe
it. Maybe it was the ghost of Christmas past from Scrooge.
I took his pulse while he was driving and there was no pulse.
Nice.
And he didn't even notice that I was taking his pulse. Anyway, I think what people need to know is that we're not dumping on the PS3. I think that all of us are all big PlayStation fans, and we have been for a long time, and we're sort of disappointed to see this brand go downhill over the last several years. And I think we'll probably save the rest of our PlayStation discussion for Shipwreck's spreadsheet bonanza.
Yeah. I'm not going to go into the spreadsheet too much, but that's
have some theories that you've worked out through this spreadsheet, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and as far as his 2011 King Killers prediction here, that we won't bother playing Little Big Planet 2 or Killzone 3, the first one I assume is right. I don't think any of us have any interest in Little Big Planet.
Nope.
I'm totally buying Killzone 3.
Yep, Killzone 3, love it. Or I love
We'll
Killzone
probably all 2. Play it. I wouldn't be surprised if we all play Killzone 3. Having seen what I've seen of it, I really want to play it.
And I'm excited. I'm even excited about the 3D. I checked out the 3D at TGS. The 3D looks really, like, top-notch. And speaking of 3D, I finished my first game totally played through in 3D. I finished Black Ops, finally. And I think it did add to the experience. I'm not saying that you should go and buy a 3D TV right now because 3D games are so much better than regular non-3D games, but I think I enjoyed the game more playing it in 3D. I think it definitely added something to it. So yeah, I'm totally buying Killzone. Don't be silly. I played Killzone 2. I played mostly multiplayer, but anyway.
Yeah, and Little Big Planet is, you know, if there are people that are rabid in love with Little Big Planet, and there's nothing wrong with that, I'm glad that this game exists for you. But it's a niche game, and it's a niche that the three of us aren't in.
Right. I mean, I mean, maybe if I see it cheap, and you know what? Chances are I'm going to see it cheap in Japan pretty soon.
I don't think it's going to take very long. I played all the way through the first game. I forced my way through the first game. I don't like the mechanics of it.
But maybe they fixed it for the second one.
They did not. I read, that's what I was thinking. And then the first couple reviews I see is people complaining about the same kind of floaty jumping mechanics and just overall not tight platforming.
You don't like the feel. You like the, like a Super Meat Boy tight feel.
Yeah, I like stuff to be able to control well. And I just don't like the controls of it. And it's a game that, like, if Mrs. Shipwreck would like it, then I would play it with her. But she has even more disdain for it than I do.
Right. She likes tight meat.
Right. Who doesn't?
Right. Exactly. Okay.
But it's a quality game. I will not dispute that. I think it's a high production game with a lot of value. It's just not for me.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a bad game. It's just not for me. I'm allowed to say that, you know. But whatever. Let's move on to another comment.
Mm-hmm.
Hi69 says, I think it would be best to just pick 6 to 8 of your favorite games of the year, regardless of the system or format. The show turned into struggling to choose games that met the convoluted categories and took away the explanations of why each game was chosen. Just pick your favorite games and explain why you enjoyed them so much. Who needs categories? This is CAG, which I only bring this up because I said it to both of you more than once before we did the show.
Yeah, I don't even remember. And why 6 to 8? Why not 5 or 10?
I think we were going to do 5. I wanted to just do each of our top 5s.
Oh, we could. Well,
we'll restructure some next year. I kind of like that it's a mess of just us talking about a bunch of crap throughout the whole year.
I wanted us really just to cut out the best of each console. Mm-hmm. I like the categories,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like the console because I think it's irrelevant at this point. There are so many games that are available on more than one platform.
And plus, exclusives, you guys only play the 360, so.
Exactly, yeah. So the exclusive window is getting narrower and narrower.
Right.
So it just doesn't seem necessary anymore, and I do agree on that point.
Well, for next year, I guess. I guess it's too late for this year.
And Clarkcast,
yeah, I mean, people know what games we like. If you listen to the show, you know what games we like. Does it really matter what order we put them in? I mean, if you've been listening to the show, you know what we like.
And Clark had to say, what have I been playing all this time on my computer? If Mass Effect 2, Splinter Cell Conviction, Metro 2033 are all Xbox exclusives. I'm just messing with you.
Right. Okay.
I don't mind the comment. Fine. So the games came out on the computer. If you don't think we should have qualified them as exclusives, that's your own business. But 20% of the comments on last week's show were that point.
You're kidding.
No. Why that had to be brought up twice on each page.
PS3 fanboys, I'm guessing.
No, because the games aren't available on the PS3. They're available on the PC.
Right, so they just want to say, it's not a 360 exclusive.
Yeah, instead of commenting on, I really like Mass Effect 2, or I would have picked Game X, instead, or commenting on our opinions, or making an opinion of their own, they just wanted to point out some sort of mistake that we made that had already been pointed out, and if you were the last person to point it out 5 times before you.
Right.
Which I don't see the value of, and it just, you know, why? What's the value of making that comment that's already been made 5 times in one thread?
Right.
God, we hate our listeners.
Right. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Seriously.
Unsubscribe right now. Everybody unsubscribe right
now. It's
sad
that it's sad that I get hot and sweaty on half a beer. That's what's becoming me.
And it's non-alcoholic.
Oh, that would be so sad.
Speaking of alcoholic, I've been watching Celebrity Rehab. You watch that show at all?
Mm-mm.
That's good. It's really good.
It sounds like your kind of show, not mine.
Why? You don't want to watch
I don't watch reality TV.
Oh, really?
I'm against it. Yeah, oh. I'm against it.
That just depresses me, that type of stuff.
No, it makes me feel better about myself.
Well, there you go.
I say I can do drugs and not ruin my life that much. They should just move to Tokyo. That'll solve a lot of their problems.
I just threw a Nerf ball at my dog.
Nice.
Does that make me a bad person?
All right. I guess now is the time to move into new releases.
All right, games have started coming out again.
Yay, games.
Yay.
I actually took this list from tech-gaming.com, our friend Desert Eagle, famous CAG Desert Eagle. That's his site.
Yeah, it's a good site. And yeah, he writes a lot of reviews.
He does. He's very busy, and yeah, he does a great job.
He's quality people.
Right.
All right. Well, for the PS3 this week and the PC, it's not a PS3 exclusive.
It's not an exclusive.
DC Universe Online came out. And I know we were supposed to be getting a copy of this in for review. Has it showed up yet, Wombat?
No, it has not shown up yet. I was kind of sad.
Okay. Well, we should have a review out by Wombat at some point. You've played a little bit of the beta.
I did. I played a good chunk of the beta. I mean, the game is fun. I'm not saying it's not a fun game. I just have, from the beta, I've yet to see the value of it as a monthly feed MMO.
Is it really $15?
It's $15 a month on top of the $60 disc fee.
You think, like, there's not that many MMOs on consoles, right? I mean, it's a handful.
I think this is it.
Well, there was Final Fantasy, right? Isn't there a Final Fantasy
one? There's on the 360 there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 11.
Do they charge $15?
I don't know what they charge.
Something.
You think something like this, you'd keep it at $5. I don't know. Or maybe they just think that you're either going to pay or you're not going to pay. Right? And whether it's $5 or $15 doesn't matter. If you're the type of person that is going to get this game, you're going to pay no matter what, you know, as long as it's, you know, under $20 or something.
Well, I saw this article this week, and I can't find it right now, but Lord of the Rings Online, since they switched over from monthly fee to free to play, their revenue has tripled.
Yeah, it does seem like that's the way to go. You know, I know that Smurfs game on iPhone is free, but you have to, you know, you can buy. Remember when Shipwreck talked about it? You buy the Smurfs.
I downloaded it.
It's a good game.
It was one of the, even though it was a free game, because of those in-app purchases, it was one of the top grossing games. I remember seeing it on the list there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, freemium they call that. Okay, so DC Universe, we talked about that on an earlier episode of a couple of CADcasts.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more. I want Wombat to really like get like a month's worth of playing it or so under his belt. That way he knows exactly what's going on.
And then you can write up the review for it, Chip.
I will edit the review.
You can help Wombat write a review.
Right.
That's mean.
I'm sorry.
I can write.
I know.
I just have bad grammar. There's a difference. There's a clear distinction.
Right. Right, we're not going to bust your balls.
Also out this week is Venetica for the 360, the PS3, and the PC.
I've been reading this as Venetia all week.
Huh? Really?
I've never even heard of it.
It's a European-developed RPG, action RPG. It came out like 2 years ago in Germany, I think, and it's finally getting ported over here.
Awesome.
I don't know. I read some reviews and it seems middle of the road at best.
59 on Metacritic right now.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Yeah. For the PSP, I've been playing Prinny 2, Dawn of Operation Panties, Dude.
Dude.
Panties is in the title.
It is, because the, what's her name? It's one of the main characters from Disgaea. The
Pantella?
Pantella is her name, yes. No. I don't know. What the... it's the little vampire Dark Lord girl. Her panties get stolen at the beginning of the game. And as a Prinny, the little penguin guys, you have to go recover her panties.
What are so good about her panties? Why can't you just go buy more panties somewhere?
It's the whole Japanese thing. I don't know. They talk about sniffing her panties.
Wow.
They talk about the power that's contained in her panties.
Is this an M-rated game?
Actually, I'm not sure. It's probably teen. I don't know, because it's kind of got a playful theme to it.
But sniffing panties, that's pretty adult. Yeah, it's T for teen. I see it right here.
It's got to be borderline on that. It looks all cutesy, but it's insanely hard. It's a 2D platformer with
Oh yeah, like, look at that.
Instead of jumping on people's heads, you are a prinny, so you have a little sword that you stab them with.
You're a prinny, and like by saying you're a prinny, like that's supposed to mean something to me. I'm like, oh,
you're a penguin.
You're a penguin.
Is that better? Yeah. You're a penguin.
You're a penguin that explodes. Okay.
Of course, I should know that.
The controls just aren't tight enough for me. They you're either jumping at an angle or you're jumping straight up in the air. There's no really in between. You can't really jump a little bit or a lot. It's just on or off switch is what it feels like. And then the combat, you're just jamming down on the square button way too much. It takes way too many hits to take out the enemies. And I don't know. It's okay, but it just doesn't – it's more frustrating than it is fun.
I'm watching this video right now of it to see if I can see any panties.
They're printies. They're penguins. They've been in games since the PS2.
Wait, it's the penguins panties?
No, it's
the vampire girl with the pink hair.
Yeah, what's her name? That's bothering me.
I don't know. It's funny because I played Disgaea 1 and a little bit of Disgaea 2, and I still can't think of her name.
Yeah. Well, on the DS, Ghost Trick came out. That is the game where your character dies immediately. And then
I really liked this game at
E3. Yeah, it was a cool little game. I'll probably pick it up. I know what you do is you have to kind of get through these scenarios by interacting with the objects in the environment as a ghost. And you can only move so far from your body, I think it is, to start the reactions.
You possess things. And it's from the writer of the original Phoenix Wright. Is that correct? From the writer or creator?
I know it's from the Phoenix Wright guy or guys, so it definitely has a tie there. I'm not sure on the specifics, but yeah, it looks neat. Capcom has an original property on their hands there.
An original.
All their
this one's original. That should be their tagline for all their new games. we'll get to that later. Do you want to talk about how Ghosts and Goblins is on the Virtual Console? And it's the arcade version. This is for the Wii. The arcade version of Ghosts and Goblins for the Wii is now on the Virtual Console. And when they released this, they pulled the NES version.
Really? They did?
Yeah, they pulled the cheaper NES version when they put the more expensive arcade version on the Virtual Console.
But if you already bought it, you still have it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's just kind of, you know.
Right.
It's a little dicky. A little dicky.
A little bit dicky, yeah.
It's a little bit dicky. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was worth mentioning.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it for the new releases. Something came out for Xbox Live Arcade, but I can't even remember the name of it because it's something squared.
It was, some shooter. I looked up. It was a shmup type thing, I think.
Stuff came out for PSN.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to some CAGs and news. CAGs. News. What is it? CAG News and stuff?
CAG News. Are you drinking too?
No.
I know it's the morning.
Shima's home.
We had a party at my house on Saturday night for the Jet game.
Yes.
And everyone came with beer. But we don't drink that much because we're all old.
Right.
So now I have, you know, both my crispers and my fridge just have beer in it.
Right. People, when you go to parties and you're like 30-something years old, you forget that you're not 21 anymore, and you bring a lot of beer, and then, you know, people drink like two beers the whole night.
This will last me until the spring, the amount of beer I have right now.
So CAG News and stuff, I wanted to just give the final total for our Child's Play fundraiser. We raised $46,659 for Child's Play this year, and that brings our grand total since 2004 to over $164,000. So thank you to everybody who participated. Congratulations to CAG Lunker, who won every game console and system and an iPad and a $500 gift card. And we had a lot of other winners too. So that was a pretty big success. Very happy about that. Also, what else?
We have a giveaway.
Yes. We're giving away two copies of Ass, I see.
Ask that for $2. Is
a space shooter for $2 for the PlayStation 3.
We're giving away a $2 prize.
Well, we're actually giving away another prize that we need to work. I'm still hammering out what the details are going to be, but some lucky CAG will win a pound of fudge where the flavor is CAGcast themed with a different flavor for each host.
Must have a lot of nuts in it.
One of them will have a lot of nuts in it. That's the CBD poop fudge.
Right. And just because I want to trump that other contest, I'm going to be giving away $3. Okay, so
two copies of it.
I'm giving away $3 prizes.
Awesome. So
I'm gonna kick the shit out of that prize.
The fudge is worth more than the game, by the way.
Right.
Significantly exactly.
The shipping on the fudge is worth more than
the game. Yeah. So the fudge is a very good prize. I want
to
give
it. We're not ready to do that one yet.
No, we're not ready to do that one yet, but we are going to be like, just keep it in the back of your mind. If when you think of shipwreck, what flavor fudge do you think of?
I don't know. I got to think about that.
So, no, I'm posing that to our listeners.
Understood. Okay, yeah. Any other CAG news that we need to mention?
The girl from Disguise.
How are we giving away ass? Are we just going to say post in the thread?
Yeah, we're going to
give away prize, yeah.
Two asses if you just post in the thread. That'll work.
Shipwreck and I both have this game. It's cute.
Okay. On to some shopping news. I just wanted to mention this because I thought this was a pretty good idea, actually. GameStop is looking to basically link your Xbox Live ID to like some sort of GameStop ID. So if you go in store and buy, you know, a map pack or something like that on Xbox Live, they can have it so that it automatically goes into your download queue on your gamer tag. So theoretically, you could turn your Xbox. I mean, I don't know why you would do this. Well, I do know why. I can see a situation. Let's say you have some games to trade in. You don't have any money. Turn your Xbox on. Get your games. Go to GameStop. Trade your games in. Trade them in towards a map pack or something. And the shit will be downloaded by the time you get home. So I could see them. I could see there's some value there. I think it's a good idea. I think they should do that. It's a good feature.
Yes.
I like being
yes.
able to go on Xbox.com and buy stuff right there and have it queued up. It's a good feature. In fact, I would love...
That means they save your credit card on file, though.
They save your...
Or do
why
you
would
have
they
to
save
buy it? You buy it from them, and then it links automatically.
Yeah. You would buy the game. Yeah, you wouldn't... Yeah, you would just buy the game through GameStop, like, as you normally would, whether with like pre-order credit or cash or whatever.
Why not?
Doesn't hurt. You know, I still can't believe that there's no iPhone app where I can browse the Xbox Live Marketplace and buy stuff and have it get queued up. I mean, it seems really short-sighted.
Because there's a Windows Live
phone. Yeah, I know, but it's called making money. And like, I thought they were in the business of making money, not trying
Well, they're
to,
in the business of selling Windows phones now.
Yeah, but that's a bad business.
Well, I can't help you.
I would stick with the business that's actually making that money.
That would be like, you know, if Burger King was smart, they'd sell Burger King burgers at McDonald's.
No, it's not like that.
Yeah, it is.
But McDonald's isn't going to fucking sell Burger King burgers.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
You know what's going to be in your fudge?
What's going to be in my fudge?
Rocks.
Rocks.
Right.
Empty promises.
Rocks and, I don't know, empty peanut shells.
Awesome. Sounds good already.
I actually like peanut shells.
You would.
I eat peanut shells. Like if I go to
You know what's going to be in my fudge? No joke.
Pubic hair.
Peanut M&Ms.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, right?
You know what's going to be in my fudge?
Corn.
Heroin. I've never done heroin, by the way.
Today.
I would never do that.
Today.
No, ever. I wouldn't do
ever.
That. I can't even watch somebody on TV put a needle in their arm. I can't even watch ER. It's too intense for me. That's why I only smoke.
And he means the sitcom, not the sitcom with George Clooney, not the drama with George Clooney.
There's a sitcom with George Clooney?
There was a sitcom that was came out in the early 80s called ER that starred George Clooney.
I did not know that.
Yes, little trivia.
All right. Huh. Let's, well, the MPD numbers came out. Before we get into that, let's give a quick plug for our friends at GoDaddy.com who've got all your domain registrations and web hosting needs covered at GoDaddy.com. Here's some coupon codes for you. 10% off any order, CAG10.
CAG10.
$5 off a $30 order.
CAG5 off 30.
$7.49 domain registrations.
CAG domain.
That's right, GoDaddy.com. Do you think there's anybody who's listening to the show right now that hasn't already memorized the coupon codes?
There may be a new, we may have a new listener. I mean, when we do name the show Blood Libel, some new people are going to stumble upon it.
We're naming the show Blood Libel? We haven't even mentioned it yet.
I mentioned it at the top of the show. Yeah, it's my attempt at search engine optimization.
Right. I see. You know what the worst thing about that whole shooting is? Okay, it's not the worst thing.
No, we're not going to. First of all, whatever you say is going to be so inappropriate. But
it is.
Please, go
ahead.
It's
going to be completely inappropriate.
Please go ahead. I can't wait to hear this. Please.
So last weekend, we had made plans for a while to go to Osaka and visit Osaka grandma, you know, me, the wife, and the kid. And one of the greatest things about this visit that I was really looking forward to is that Tai was going to stay with Osaka grandma. And Mrs. Cheapy and I were going to stay at a hotel, which when you're married,
a
nice hotel.
Okay.
We actually, I'll tell you right now, we stayed at the St. Regis, which is like just opened a few months ago, and it's a beautiful hotel. So obviously, as Wombat can attest to, when you're married and you have a kid, being able to have a night, or in our case, two nights in a row where you know, you can leave the kid from 8 o'clock and the rest of the night is yours, you know, and you won't have to, and you won't see your kid until, you know, like lunchtime the next day or later. That's a huge deal. So that's what we had. And one of the nice things about staying in a hotel in Japan, at least for me, is that I can watch American TV because I don't have cable. And usually hotels will have a few channels from America. And this hotel only had, the only two English-speaking channels they had was CNN and BBC, both of which for the entire weekend only ran stories about the shooting.
That really is the worst thing about that tragedy.
I told you. I told you it was inappropriate.
By the way, as you know, I mentioned, we had a party here on Saturday night, so we dropped the baby off at my parents'.
Right.
So my wife and I did have some time to ourselves.
Right.
I pulled out my shoulder so bad.
that's not how long I thought you were going with that.
But that's how, you know, to give you an idea how long it's been since we had any real alone time for more than like 15 minutes.
You pulled out your shoulder while you were getting
I'm not saying how. I'm just saying I pulled out my shoulder.
No, I'm trying to actually, I don't want to think about it. I'm trying to think what could have happened that you pulled out your that must have. By the way, if you have a video of that, I will pay you $10,000 to put that up on YouTube.
We didn't film this time.
Oh, man.
No one needs to see me fumble awkwardly.
Did you?
And you're, it wasn't. It wasn't until like the next day.
Get off of me. Get off of me.
Right. Your wife must have wow, he's really into it tonight. Screaming. Meanwhile, you can't move your shoulder. That is that is pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Produce the tape. I predict big views on YouTube.
Yep.
Okay, so NPD numbers.
Oh yeah, we're talking about video games.
Sure, I mean, yeah. I didn't pull any muscles, by the way. I was fine.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So December NPD, the numbers are out. I noticed the first thing that I noticed looking at this list is Gran Turismo 5 is not on there.
Nope. How much did it sell in November?
Now, did it make the top 10?
Yeah, it did. Didn't it?
No, in November? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at December numbers in front of me.
I'm going to look it up.
I think it sold on right in November, didn't it?
I was going to say, I don't know what. I know that we could find the number, but I don't know what that number is.
Yeah, I'll find it right now.
Okay.
Look at us. We're on top of our game.
Right.
What did sell well?
It was number 8. So they say 400,000 copies.
Okay.
Okay. It's not terrible.
No.
Is that bad for Gran Turismo?
It sounds kind of bad.
I know. It doesn't sound great. I'm sure it'll break a million, just not
today. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt that it'll be a million seller in the U.S. So I mean, I'm sure it's selling like crazy in Europe.
They don't give you any numbers anymore for the NPDs? What's
nope,
the story?
Nothing.
No numbers.
Usually it takes a few days because at this, it's up to the actual publisher to release the number. So Activision will have to tell us how many copies Call of Duty Black Ops sold, which will probably be tomorrow.
Okay. Understood. Let's see. So Call of Duty Black Ops was number one. Which, it was, I was very impressed by the campaign, by the way. I thought like it ended really strong. I liked the ending. I don't know. It was the best campaign of a Call of Duty game for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. Just Dance was number two for the Wii, which is depressing, of course.
It's not depressing. Yeah. It's
fun?
Found its market. It looks like it's fun for that demographic. I mean, it's been in these top 10 lists since it came out, so like at least I don't know half the year or so, right?
Yeah. Just Dance is always there in the first one or the second one. World of Warcraft expansion, Cataclysm is number three. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is number four. Donkey Kong Country Return is number five.
That's big.
Wasn't it on there last month too?
I think so. I think that's selling a lot more than even Nintendo would think.
Yeah, I think that's like, you know, there's a lot of, they sold a lot of consoles in December also. So that could be the, you know, the game people bought with their console.
It was number six last month. It sold 430,000 copies last month. So yeah, that's very impressive.
So that's a million seller probably close
already.
To now.
Yeah, probably. Number six is Disney Epic Mini. Epic Mini?
Is that the sequel?
I've been watching a lot of Top Gear. You know, they just did I just watched Top Gear Apocalypse and they drove a Mini. By the way, Ty loves Top Gear so much that when the Apocalypse episode was over and the credits started to roll, he cried. He literally cried because he wanted to watch more.
That's sad.
It is great.
It's cute.
Yes. Number seven, Madden NFL 11. Number eight, Michael Jackson, The Experience. I did not expect that. Shipwreck seemed to have expected it, though.
Yeah, he's extremely popular. I mean,
I know, but I didn't think that people, I don't know.
No, Just Dance 2 is up there, published by Ubisoft, and you see Michael Jackson come out. That's going to sell well. All it's going to sell well when it comes out for Kinect and Move here as well.
I was going to say, good for Ubisoft for having three titles in the top 10.
Yep. Number nine is NBA 2K11, which was actually number nine last month as well.
It's the best basketball game ever.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm going to buy it as soon as the 3D
patch
comes out.
It was the 10th best selling game of the year.
Oh, wow.
It deserves it. It's a great basketball game, and I'm sure NBA Elite not coming out certainly helped.
Yeah, no, it's just worth noting. It's interesting for those reasons.
Number 10 is Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, which was number 7 last
and
month.
And dirt cheap over...
Super dirt cheap, yeah. I mean, let's see, which one of these games were really discounted? Actually, only Need for Speed, Madden was down to $40. NBA probably was discounted too at some point. And Assassin's Creed. A lot of the stuff was discounted.
Assassin's Creed, the 9th best-selling game. Crazier, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. was the 8th best-selling game of 2010.
Yep.
Which is impressive.
Keep going.
Just Dance 2 was number 7. Wii Fit Plus was number 6. Red Dead Redemption at 5.
Wii Fit Plus, now that... Okay, they sold it without the bounce board too. So
you could get with or without.
I'm trying to figure out like how much money that was. But anyway, okay, go on.
A lot,
yeah.
Red Dead Redemption, because I'm sure the development cost in that game is about 3 wooden nickels. Yeah.
Right.
Red Dead Redemption was number 5. New Super Mario Brothers Wii at number 4. Halo Reach at number 3, which is interesting considering that it only came out as a, you know, as an Xbox exclusive. I wouldn't, you know, that's a lot of copies for an Xbox exclusive.
Yep.
Madden NFL 11 and Call of Duty Black Ops on everything.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And they said that Call of Duty Black Ops sold more than twice what Madden did. Call of Duty Black Ops sold around 12 million for the year.
Congratulations to Treyarch. I mean, they people sort of poo-poo them, but they did a really nice job with the game. Hardware-wise for December, You have the DS in the lead with 2.5 million, the Wii in second with 2.36 million. The 360 is 1.86 million, and the PS3 is 1.21 million. So they're up 42%. The Xbox was up, the only one that was up year over year. The Xbox, they did 42% more this December than last December. And says the best sales ever. And Microsoft came out and said that they ran out of systems.
Well, the Wii still sold 2.3 million and the PS3 still sold 1.2 million. Those aren't bad numbers.
No, they're just down from the previous December. But so Microsoft said they would have sold more. They just ran out.
So they say.
I mean, I remember when I had to buy, you know, for these different contests we do, I had to buy 360 consoles. And I remember there was a time where it was sort of difficult to find. I mean, it wasn't impossible. You could, if you wanted to get one, you could find it. But I prefer to get it from Amazon. It was a little bit of a struggle, but not. It wasn't certainly impossible to find one.
That's impressive, though. I mean, 42%, their best ever month, and this is their fifth year. This is their fifth year.
Yep, it's the fifth December.
That's pretty impressive. They basically did a whole new relaunch this year
with Kinect. They said the Kinect is going to be a relaunch.
The Slim, they relaunched the dashboard.
I hate that new dashboard. Can I say that again? I really hate that new dashboard.
Why?
I don't care. I like it.
It just doesn't look as nice as the old one.
Okay, I'm used to it by now.
I'm used to it. Everything. I'm not saying yes, I'm definitely used to it, but I liked the way it was before more. So fuck you, Xbox. Fuck you to hell.
We're telling everybody to fuck off this episode, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where we're going.
So that's the NPD. Do you have anything else to say about the NPD? I mean, any in-depth analysis here that you need to go over? I mean, the problem is they released these numbers right before we recorded the show.
I think PS3, like, I hate to keep harping on it, but PS3 being down, like, they sold 1.21 million, that's good, but being down year over year, that's not a good sign when they had a chance to, like, really push the move and try to sell some systems. Like, I really thought this year, like, the PS3 would be challenging the 360 on a consistent basis, like at least neck and neck.
Every year, it's like, oh, this is going to be the year for the PS3.
I believed it this year, though. Like, I thought
right.
No, I did. I thought the PS3 was going to be catching up this year in North America. I mean, a lot of, like, the price came down a little bit. The 360's price didn't really change this year. They just put out a new one. And the PS3 has basically the same library. You get the Blu-ray player, and
there's a lot of value there. I mean, yeah. if you're interested in a Blu-ray player, certainly.
I don't know. I just expected the numbers this year to be a little bit closer.
All right, then. I guess it's time to move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff.
Now, I put this here, and I saw you put it down lower. Do we want to talk about this in this here or
later?
We'll
do it here. We'll do it here.
Okay. Because it's kind of the big news of the day, and that's the Capcom's mobile game, Maxplosion, which is surprisingly similar to Splosion Man.
I've played it.
So, I watched the YouTube video. I mean, is it basically the same game?
It's not as good, but basically the same premise. It's you are a red dude that can explode three times to do jumps. If you hit near, instead of in Explosion Man, they were barrels that you would explode next to go higher in the air. This one, it has rockets. You're in a lab environment. The thing, like all that, it's not that one little thing adds up to this being Explosion Man ripoff. It's that it's just so close everywhere. Like, the music, it's the same kind of horns music as what was in Explosion Man. The sound effects when you're exploding are similar. It's just, it's really hard to stomach. Like,
and isn't it just one letter difference?
It's pretty close to being one letter difference. It's kind of interesting that Twisted Pixel did meet with Capcom before they released Explosion Man
right.
to see if Capcom wanted to publish the game. And this is the
which
statement
they did,
from
just their
just
version
with a different yeah. This is what Capcom's statement. While Twisted Pixel did have discussions with our console game team about publishing Splosion Man on game consoles, Capcom Mobile is a different division of Capcom with separate offices, and as such had no prior knowledge of any meetings between the console game team and Twisted Pixel. Maxplosion was developed independently by Capcom Mobile. Nonetheless, we are saddened by this situation and hope to rebuild the trust of our fans and friends in the gaming community.
Now, here's the thing. First of all, I made a mistake. It's two letters difference. I forgot that they Splosion Man is with an S, not an X. Now, let me ask you this question, Wombat. What steps do you think Capcom will be taking to rebuild that trust of their fans and friends?
I'm going to go with absolutely nothing. That right. statement you read, that's it.
Yeah, that was it.
You know what they're hoping? They're hoping that when Marvel Capcom 3 comes out, we forgot how much we hate Capcom.
And when they release all the like $40 worth of new character, new costumes for Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
When the game comes with no alternate costumes, and right. if you want one, you have to buy them, yeah.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's going to be like $40 to $50 worth of costumes. You think that's going to be how they're going to rebuild the trust?
Yeah, if they do that,
they're definitely gonna do it. I guarantee day one, within the 2 weeks of the game's release, you'll see a costume pack. I'm gonna even say it probably 1 week.
I won't buy the game if that's the case. Like, I will refuse. I will boycott the game because I hate that. I really do. It just feels so nickel and dimey, totally. Especially because the amount they charge for it. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Yeah,
and I don't want to say I'm going to boycott the game because that makes me sound like an ass.
Right, right.
You're
upset about it. They need to rebuild the trust.
Yes, exactly. They need to rebuild the trust of their fans and friends right. in the game.
But what do they do about the situation, though? I mean,
nothing.
They're just going to take their money they make on it.
Right.
Which it's sold about 2,000 copies so far.
Twisted Pixel said that they're not going to be suing Capcom.
They can't afford it.
It's not worth their time to put all their
it's not worth their money
into it.
At this point, also, I mean, Splosion Man's a great game. I think we all have it. That game isn't new anymore, and there's a very good chance that all the people that are going to buy Splosion Man may have bought it.
They're making a sequel, though.
Yeah, they're making Ms. Splosion Man. And when
the
that
argument
game
is, you
comes
have to protect your property.
I know. I'm just saying, I don't think there's any money lost on Splosion Man. I don't know if there's necessarily any money lost on Ms. Splosion Man either because of the difference in the platform.
What if Twisted Pixel was planning on putting a Splosion Man game out for the iPhone, though?
Then you have a problem.
You have a lot of problems. You also have people who maybe buy this game on the iPhone. They play it, they think it's not very good, and then they see Ms. Splosion Man come out on Xbox Live, and they say, oh, I played that on iPhone, and it kind of sucked. And they think it's the same thing. Because, I mean, clearly, a reasonable person could be confused and think that these are
the same product. Actually, I think there's more confusion that could be made with Ms. Splosion Man and Max Splosion, because they both start with that M.
Okay, well, yeah, so that's sort of what I'm saying, is that there is...
Oh, I know. I didn't believe what I was saying before as the words were coming out of my mouth. There is... Even I don't agree with me. I have to be wrong.
On the count of three, everybody say outrage. One, two, three. Outrage. Well, I bet you didn't say it.
Rage. Oh, sorry.
All right, what's next?
This really bothers me. Dragon Age 2, and I love BioWare. No one on the planet probably loves BioWare more than I do. They have a tiered pre-order bonus where the first pre-order bonus is no longer available for a game that doesn't come out till March.
This is the Dragon Age 2 Signature Edition that you're talking about.
Yes, I'm talking about the Signature Edition, which you had to pre-order by January 11th, according to them, or you don't get it. If you pre-order, here's limited time offer. Pre-order before January 11th and automatically get upgraded to the BioWare Signature Edition. It comes with four additional weapons, a bonus character and mission, and the game soundtrack. I think probably the character and mission is probably what's most attractive about this. But from what I've gathered, that's it. It's now too late to get this content.
Is the soundtrack on a CD?
No, it's downloadable.
I was going to give them a pass saying that maybe they wanted to know how many CDs they needed to make. But
no, everything on this Signature Edition is downloadable. There's no physical. And
are you going to be able to buy this stuff later on?
They don't say that.
On eBay.
Anywhere. On eBay, maybe. Yeah, exactly. And what's annoying about it is the game comes out in March. I can understand if, you know, pre-order the game, get all this stuff. Or even pre-order by, I don't know, mid-February. At least with the 2 weeks before the game comes out. But there's over a month until this game comes out. Almost 2 months until this game comes out. But it's too late to pre-order. It's like, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
It's too late to benefit from the pre-order.
Yeah. It's already too late now.
But what
to
is this other thing? What is this Black Emporium?
Well, there's the two. If you pre-order now, you get two weapons. And the new Project $10 thing in this one is the Black Emporium, where you'll find, you know, it's the same as the Cerberus Network in.
Oh, it's just if you buy it new. This is something if you buy the game new. Okay.
Exactly.
So you don't get the other stuff in the Signature Edition.
As far as I know, no. And it's too late to get that stuff.
Right.
And the game doesn't come out for 2 months.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. That seems really weird.
It's really dumb. Because now.
Why did you take your $5 to GameStop and pre-order it?
Because, you know why? Because in the first 11 days of this, I didn't have time to go to GameStop.
You've
been covered in snow.
Days.
Yeah. I just didn't have a chance. I didn't really think about it until
Who's thinking about pre-ordering games that come out in March in December?
In the first week of during Christmas or the first week of January. No one is thinking about that. It just doesn't make sense to me from a marketing standpoint. And now that I know that I missed out on this content, I'm not going to pre-order the game at all.
Now you feel shitty about even buying the game new.
Exactly. Now I'm like, well, maybe I'll just wait for a price drop. Since I missed out on this content, this $20 worth of content, I want to wait for the game to be $20 cheaper.
You're going to buy Marvel vs. Capcom 3 the week it comes out, and you're going to buy Dragon Age 2 the week it comes out.
I don't think he's going to buy Marvel vs. Capcom.
I don't think I'm going to buy Marvel vs. Capcom either.
It's too hard for him. It's too hard for him. He's not doing that. But I know what you're saying, though. It's the same way with like these exclusive retailer pre-order bonuses where like each retailer has a different one. There's too much thought that has to go into that. Like, where am I buying the game from? When am I buying the game? Give us the game. Put all the shit in the game. Let us buy it anywhere. It's annoying already. Who wants to have to do all this homework just to buy a game?
Yeah, exactly. You want me to buy your product, make it easy.
I have to research now? I have to do research?
Exactly.
Like, when I buy the game?
The easier you make it to buy your product, the more people will buy it. It's kind of like, you know, people were happy buying, I'm bringing up McDonald's again, people were happy buying cheeseburgers at McDonald's, and then some genius had an idea to cut a hole in the fucking wall and let people drive up to a hole and grab their burgers from there, and more people bought burgers because it was easier, and we're a country of fat, lazy people that want things easier. To make it difficult means fewer people will buy your product.
They should have offered these pre-order bonuses at McDonald's, is what you're saying.
Yes, in Happy Meals.
Okay.
And I mean, what you're saying, this
big
is like,
kid meals.
I'm not making excuses for this too, but this is the type of excuses. I'm not saying this is a good excuse, but this is the type of excuses that people who pirate games give. They'll say, "Oh, you know, I missed out. You know, I can't get this, you know, bonus now. I'm just gonna steal the game." Or, you know, there's like this exclusive content at GameStop and Best Buy. I can't get both. Fuck it. I'm just going to download the game. I'm not saying it's a good excuse. I'm just saying.
It's a terrible excuse.
I know. The people are probably going to steal
and,
the game.
And
anyway,
what's even more disappointing is it puts out like a negative spin on a game that I'm very much looking forward to.
It gives you a bad feeling. And you don't want to have a bad feeling. You want to have a good feeling.
I don't want to have a bad feeling of one of the top three games I'm looking forward to this year.
Okay. All right. So now you've said your piece, Wombat. You know somebody from BioWare listens to the show.
You know you're going to get the content, so.
But it's
I don't
not
know about that.
Yeah. Right. Wombat will get it.
Mission accomplished. Your code is on the way.
Yeah. I doubt that. I very much doubt that.
I think it's a very good point.
Thank you.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm glad you agree with me. I'm sure a lot of people won't.
People do. Because now people like, it's like when, I don't know, they just want to buy the shit where they can get it easiest and cheapest. They don't want to have to think too much about buying a game. What else we got here?
Do we want to talk? We already talked a little bit about Marvel versus Capcom, but they are going to have a rage quit punishment in Marvel versus Capcom 3, where those who quit online games frequently will only be allowed to play against other people that quit games frequently.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty funny.
So there you go. That's pretty funny. That was lovely. My daughter would go, "You burped."
Uh-huh.
That's what she would say. "You burped. Say excuse me."
When I fart, Ty says, "You make a poopy in your pants?" I say, no, only a fart. And then he says, "Papa, stinky." Or something. Say, "Papa, it smells like poop."
Nice.
And I'm like, yeah. What else here? They're making a Pac-Man reality series, I see. How do you make a Pac-Man reality series?
I was just going to ask you that question. What does that mean?
I don't remember.
Is it people playing Pac-Man?
I have no idea. It doesn't say.
Like Steve Wiebe?
Merv Griffin Entertainment.
Okay, so what's it's going to be? Wheel of Pac-Man?
The idea we have is it's envisioned as a big, crazy wipeout type event with a lot of energy. The idea is to take what Pac-Man is and bring it to life to bring what is essentially the world's biggest game of tag to television. There you go.
So it's a game show. It's not a reality show. There's a difference between reality shows and game shows.
It sounds like it's like Amazing Race. Or I don't know what Wipeout is, but
Wipeout is like the Japanese game shows where you have to get through the obstacles.
What is that game? Tokomoko Makabuki's Castle?
Takeshi's Castle?
Yeah, that one. Right. Takamuka Bakamuki?
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it.
I'm not racist.
All right, shall we move on to Sony?
Yes.
And Shipwreck's PS3 2011 preview and Spreadsheet Bonanza.
Did you guys see this blog post that was on the PlayStation blog?
Hold on, I'm loading it. Oh, here it is. I'm looking at it right now. 20 exclusive, it says 2000. Here's the headline. 20 exclusive games.
20.
Yes. So that sounds like a lot.
It does.
That's a lot of exclusive games.
Yeah.
My issue with this list, and this goes back to me wanting Sony to do something to improve their standing and attract new users, is that this list, it's basically like they're humping their sister through the whole list.
Because humping their sister?
Yes, it's just an incestuous list of games that people who own a PlayStation 3, who already own a PlayStation 3, will like. Like, there is nothing in this list of games that is a system seller, per se. Besides maybe Uncharted 3. And there's already two of those that if people really wanted to play them, they could buy a PS3 and play them right now.
Killzone 3, not a system seller?
Well, Killzone 3 could be. Twisted Metal is not a system seller. Twisted Metal was a popular game on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, I love Twisted Metal.
You did. You loved it.
I did.
You don't want it anymore.
Were you excited about the PS3 reveal at E3?
I was excited. I will admit it. Yes, I was.
Was that because the hip-hop gamer was sitting behind us screaming the whole time?
You know, his enthusiasm was infectious, I have to admit.
Infectious? That's the word you're using?
That is the word I am using.
Oh.
He may listen. You don't know.
Listen to what?
Our show.
So?
I don't know.
He doesn't listen to our show.
I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He is. He's always been a gentleman when I've been around him.
Did he let you wear the belt?
No, I don't think I've ever talked to him. Mm. I've seen him with the belt plenty of times. Okay.
Well, anyway, let's get back to this.
Okay,
this
so
lineup.
Let's run down. This is, we're trying to help the PS3 here, okay?
Yes.
What my suggestion would be is to cut back on some of these exclusives and try to move in a different direction. I'm not going to tell what that direction is. I don't know.
Right.
But we need some new blood here.
Well, I see the first two names, the first two games on the list. I can't even pronounce either of them.
I was going to ask you to pronounce that first one.
Okay, I'm going to do it. It's R. Tony Licko Kyoga Nell of RCL. Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, it rolls right off the tongue.
Sure,
going to be selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, I'm going to walk into Toys R Us and say, "Excuse me, sir, do you have the new R. Tona Licko game?"
Yeah. Our Tona Licko Licko Koga.
Yeah. let's not dwell too much on this. Is a very niche game. This isn't they're not. This isn't a flag or a tent pole game here.
Okay.
All right. So that's going to be an RPG game. People are going to like it that like that game already.
Yes.
The next one is, these are in alphabetical order, is how they decided to put them on their blog post, by the way. Hyperdimension Neptunia. That's another very niche NIS RPG type of thing.
Yes.
Not expecting any groundbreaking sales there. Okay. Nobody's going to run out and buy a PS3 because of that. Okay, our third game, Ico and the Shadow of Colossus Collection. I'm sure we both, all three of us like that, right?
I'll probably buy it.
Yeah, I'll probably buy it.
I never finished Shadow of the Colossus, and I would like to check out 3D. Sure.
Yeah.
And it's $40.
I've seen it in 3D, and actually the intro of Shadow of the Colossus in 3D is pretty badass.
But I'll tell you right now, there's not a person on this planet who's going to buy a PS3 to play this game.
No, there is not.
Nope.
All right, but what else?
This brings up our trends, though.
Okay.
This game is trending well on the Shipwreck spreadsheet.
Okay, there is a spreadsheet here, and it's, boy, that's a spreadsheet. Look at
yes.
that.
Yes, it's not all that exciting of a spreadsheet, but trends here that we can tell. Trend. The trend is that as the series has progressed, the sales have progressed. And I've gotten these numbers off of video game charts, so I'm not going to take them to be dead on. But it gives us an idea.
Sure.
The ballpark figure. So Ico started off and it sold about 270,000 copies. It was kind of a limited run game. Not many people knew about it. And then Shadow of the Colossus followed up strong with 800,000 copies.
Right.
So that was a significant trend there. I mean, it nearly quadrupled its sales. Somewhere between 30% or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Chibi has a boner. And G4, column G, row 4, he has a boner. And Wombat has one in G5 immediately after him.
Google Docs is so great. You just type stuff in and it appears.
Yes. So I think Ico and the Shadow Colossus, solid release there. I think it's going to do well. It's going to sell more than the last game did.
Okay.
And we can take these. The Last Guardian is also on this list. I think it's going to be a good game. People who like that type of game are going to buy it, but it's not going to attract any new users.
It's for people who are really into Japanese games and
mm-hmm. the people that already have the PS3s.
Right.
They're going to love it.
I'm looking forward to it.
So am I.
Okay. Let's move on.
Yeah. Okay, Infamous 2. What do we think about Infamous 2?
I never finished the first series? One. I think it's not a system seller. I think mm-hmm. the game was a good game.
It sold really well, according to your chart. The first
Infamous. It sold decently. It sold a little bit over 1 million. Yeah. That's pretty good, but I'm not sure. I want to see. There's not enough data on Infamous yet. I do not think that Infamous 2 will sell as well as Infamous 1 did.
Right.
That's just a gut feeling there. Like, I don't have any data to back that up or anything.
Right. You feel that people played Infamous, maybe they weren't incredibly impressed.
Yeah.
Not looking for the sequel. Okay,
I liked it. It's a solid game.
I don't know. I think there was room for improvement in Infamous, where if they can fix those things, I think Infamous 2 could be a surprise hit. Mm-hmm. So it could potentially sell more than the first one.
Do you think it has the marketing power, though? Look at that game and it doesn't pull me.
To Sony. When is it supposed to come out, I guess, is really the question.
Right.
What's the time of year of release? Is it a time where they're going to be pushing something else?
Well, they got 20 exclusives that they have to fit into 52 weeks.
Some of these games are not going to see much marketing. Hyperdimension Neptunia is not going to see a marketing dollar. Neither is the next game on the list. And this game is probably going to be great, and I've seen portions of it, but it's a PSN game, and there just isn't much marketing made towards PSN games like that game company's Journey.
That looks cool. I'm looking at the
the screenshot of it right now. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, really cool. I saw this game, at that thing I went to, and this game looks badass. There's a lot of unique things in this game that I'm looking forward to seeing and playing. It does have online co-op. But your co-op partner is random, and you can't speak to them. So your actions in the game have to kind of tell the other player what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Not going to be a system seller, though, right?
No, it's not going to be a system seller. No,
it's a downloadable game,
very niche.
Right?
It's neat. Yeah. It's probably going to be neat, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Killzone 3 is the next one. And
except Billy Bob Thornton in that picture.
In Killzone? I think it's Malcolm. Isn't Malcolm McDowell in it?
It looks like Billy Bob Thornton, though. Does, doesn't it?
Right. This maybe is the only game on this list that could be a system seller. You know,
right.
So if somebody has a, you know, especially if they have a 3D TV, they're looking for content.
It's a franchise that's trending in the right direction.
Oh,
too.
Thanks. That was gross. Sorry.
What happened? What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, somebody put a giant black penis on your spreadsheet. How did that
get
there?
That was me. That's supposed to be there.
That represents Killzone 3.
Yeah,
Killzone
you can tell 3, whether something's trending up or down with that.
By the size of the black penis.
Mm-hmm.
Killzone 3 is the giant black penis of the PS3 2011 launch lineup, right?
Yeah, no, that's hiccups. Exactly what that diagram shows.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll erase that now.
Yeah.
Nope, I can't erase it.
Yeah, yeah. So Killzone 2 sold more than Killzone 1. That's
okay.
That's by a significant margin.
Cha-ching.
So I think Killzone 3 is going to do well.
Okay.
Little Big Planet 2 sold – first one sold very well. Second one, it's too early to tell. I don't know whether it's going to sell as well as the first game. But
do people have enough with the first one? Do they feel like they need a, is that the type of game where you actually need a sequel? A game like that where it's basically a big sandbox to play in.
Well, they added a lot of different types of games you can make now.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people are going to buy a,
it's not quite
seller.
The casual game that they need.
No. It's not a system seller either.
Yeah. And then the next one's MLB 11 The Show. It pretty much sells the same amount every year. Sells decent.
Mm-hmm.
Good baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, MotorStorm Apocalypse. Now, the first MotorStorm sold over 1.5 million copies in North America, according to video game charts. The second MotorStorm game sold only 320,000.
Wow.
That is a huge difference.
Huh.
Why are they making a third one?
It looks cool, too. We played it at TGS. I think it looks great. I don't know if I'm going to get it.
Are you going to buy it?
I'm not sure. It depends if they've, you know, what kind of gameplay changes they made. Am I still just doing just races one after another of the same type?
Could the time spent on MotorStorm, this is the issue that I have with a lot of their games, is that they all seem like decent games, but none of them are becoming the hits that they need to be to cause people to go out and buy a PS3.
Right.
Could the time be spent?
Can I put the onus on you and say, what is that game? What's the game? What is
that
game?
I don't know. It's not MotorStorm, though. The sales are showing me that it's not MotorStorm.
Right.
I mean, if I knew what games it was, I'd be out there making the games.
Well,
I'm just saying.
That's really the question. The question is, you know, what is the game? You can say that they're not releasing the game all
you
want.
It's not the games that they keep on making sequels to that aren't the game. Like, give up on some of these franchises. Cut them back. Stop making 4 or 5 different first-person shooters when you know all that money is going to Call of Duty. You have 5...
Which is already coming out on your console.
Right. It's already coming out on your console. Don't challenge it with 4 or 5 of them on your own. We don't need a MAG. We don't need a Resistance 3. We don't need Killzone 3. We don't need SOCOM. We don't need all of those.
I mean, yeah, Uncharted will be a gigantic hit.
Yes.
Uncharted 3 will be a huge
hit.
Yes. Yeah. There's no getting around that.
Maybe system seller too.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe this sorcery game, not sorcery. That's a game about cooking. Sorcery game, which we saw at E3 and looked okay. I mean, given enough time to cook, could be a very good game.
But that's a move only game, right?
Yes. Maybe that's what they need.
They need something to push that move. It's been out of stock too. Why is it out of stock?
Because they stopped producing them, maybe.
I don't know. There's so many. I can't get my head around their marketing strategy here. It frustrates me to no end. So then they have No More Heroes Paradise on this list. That series has never sold on any console. It's not going to sell again.
It's just a remake. Isn't just a HD version of No More Heroes 2?
And I realize that's not even a Sony game. That's something else. But they have it on their list of exclusives, so that's the only reason I'm bringing that up. The next one, Pixel Junk Shooter 2. Those are quality Pixel Junk games. But again,
downloadable title.
Downloadable title.
Okay.
Okay. The next two kind of go hand in hand. PlayStation Move Heroes and Ratchet and Clank All for One. They're both their games based off of their Ratchet and Sly and Jack series of games. These games don't sell all that well anymore. Come up with a new mascot. Do something. I just don't get putting out Ratchet and Clank every year, and every one of them sells less than the previous one.
And this is just a multiplayer game.
Yes. This Ratchet and Clank All for One is just multiplayer, right? And then
what about, should Sony be focusing on an action RPG?
Sure. It's not here.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that seems to be what's missing. For lack of better example, although maybe it is a good example. If you go by comparison and you want to go Xbox to Sony, Fable, it has sold close to, from the first one to the third one, has sold close to 6-7 million copies. That's a lot of games. Fable 2 and Fable 3 alone have sold 4.5 million copies. That's a lot of video games, 4.5 million copies. There is no game like that that's being made by Sony. Love it or hate Fable. But Fable has room for improvement. People have been complaining about how quote-unquote bad Fable is since it's been released. That's an opportunity for Sony to say, you know what, there are some good ideas here. But right,
let's find somebody to make a better one.
We can make a game that's so much better than this. But there isn't. I mean, there's no great action RPG that's exclusive to the PlayStation 3.
You could argue something like
Demon's Souls.
Oh, what was the Demon's Souls? But it's a different type of game.
Totally. But that's a different type of game. That game isn't accessible to everybody.
No,
it's accessible
to nobody.
There are people out there who love that game, and there's nothing wrong with loving that game. It's just not for everybody. But Fable, in many ways, is a game that series is designed for everyone, for lack of a better.
Yeah, it's almost like some of their series need to be dumbed down a little bit to hit with a bigger audience.
Maybe that's what this sorcery game is going to be like.
That's what I think is like, it could that be the Fable for the PlayStation? Because we've already, for lack of a better example, Killzone could be their Fable, their Halo. I mean, it could sell that much. The potential's there.
It's not going to sell as well as Halo, but it's gonna do well, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll sell. I think
that's their flagship. That should be their flagship first person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got on this list?
I think that's all you need. Well, then we get into the Resistance 3 and the SOCOMs. Resistance 2 sold 50%, or not 50%, about a third less than Resistance 1. That's significant. There's a problem there. I know a lot of people that already own PS3, they like Resistance, but obviously if the number of PS3s is increasing and the number of copies of Resistance being sold is decreasing, there's an issue with this franchise. Insomniac are good developers. Let's get them working on something new. Like, it's just so frustrating to see these same games coming out over and over again. Same thing with SOCOM. That series has been in steady decline since it peaked back on the PS2.
The weird thing is that they've really changed the game. It's really not even SOCOM anymore.
Yeah. Well, how's it going to compete with Call of Duty?
Well, it's a third-person game now. It's really more like it's like a Call of Duty meets God of War now. It's a third-person action game. The character models are big. It really bears very little resemblance to any SOCOM game that I've played before. It seems...
So is this going after the Gears market? Is that what they're doing?
Maybe. But it's, there's no aliens in it. It's, it's like a real-world scenario. I don't know. It does seem like Gears meets Call of Duty to me. It seems different than the other SOCOM games. But... Oh, it looked nice.
That's a common theme along all the PS3 stuff. Is it looks really nice. It's just it's not attracting buyers,
right?
And they need to get that through their head that releasing the same series of games over and over again with diminishing returns on those series is not working.
Right.
Get some fresh ideas in here. Like people can see this big long list of games, which we didn't talk about Uncharted 3, but that's going to sell great. Right. And then we didn't talk about Yakuza because that's not going to sell at all.
No.
Never has. But they look at this big long list of games and they see the list is so much greater, the number of exclusives coming out for PS3 than what's on 360. But while that's great for current PS3 owners, people out in the stores, they don't see that. They see that all the third-party games, the Call of Duties and everything, are available on 360. They see enough exclusives on the 360. They see that it's cheaper to buy a 360. And you don't have anything out there that's making people want to buy the PS3 over the 360, general public. It's just very frustrating that they just continue down the same path, and they seem like they don't want to change anything about how the PS3 structure is going.
Yeah.
I mean, on Microsoft, if a series isn't selling well, they pare it back. They've killed off numerous franchises now. They really only have four core franchises now. Exclusives.
Gears, Halo. Halo.
Yep.
Fable.
Mm-hmm.
And
Forza. Forza.
Forza.
Forza. Forza. Yeah.
Yep. That's their four.
And honestly, maybe. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Well, Crackdown, too, is probably.
But Crackdown's done after this one.
Crackdown is dead.
Nobody bought Crackdown?
Not really. I mean, it sold 500,000 so far, which I guess is good. But I don't know if it's enough to, you know, there may be better baskets to put your eggs in.
Mmm, eggs.
Yeah. And I don't think maybe you don't need to kill off all these franchises on PS3, but maybe just stagger them out some more so you don't have a 2011 where every one of them comes out. Because they're just going to eat each other alive. I don't know. I wish I could fix it, but I can't. I wish PS3 owners didn't hate me for this, but...
They will.
See, well, it'll be interesting to see what people say in the comments. Definitely, if you disagree or agree, let us know in the comments. What is Sony doing things right? Are they doing it wrong? I don't know. Tell me. Tell us.
I'll tell you one thing. I know someone that's been playing a lot of Xbox Live Arcade games.
Who?
His name is Shipwreck. Yeah, this is the Shipwreck show.
Do we want to mention the hacking thing on PS3 first? Yeah.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about the hacker thing.
Because that's pretty interesting. So Sony just announced that they're suing this guy. It's a guy and his group, right? Geohot and his hacking posse.
His band, yes.
His band of hackers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they recently just posted the key so that you can basically to unlock the PS3 and open it up to piracy. And the interesting thing about this story is the reason sort of why this took so long to happen and why it's happening now, in case people haven't been following this. Do you know why, Wombat? Have you been following it?
Nope. You're going to tell me.
Yes. So if you remember when you bought your PS3, there used to be an option on there called install other OS.
Yes, I do.
So Sony would let you actually install Linux on your PS3 if you wanted to. Now, there's not much reason to do that. I don't know why you would want to install Linux on your PS3 when you'd probably just want to install it on your computer. You know, you'd want to run PS3 stuff on your PS3, I would think. But for whatever reason, they decided to include that feature and it was there. Then, several years later, I guess, I don't know if it was these guys or somebody else, but somebody figured out a way. Now, this is somebody told me this. I don't want to say who told me. It gives me all my hacking information because I don't know anything about it. But I get briefed on this stuff by somebody. And maybe they don't feel comfortable with me revealing their name. But anyway, apparently there was a way that you could use this other OS feature to hack your PS3. But it was incredibly involved. I believe it involved actually physically altering the hardware on your PS3, maybe like soldering and some really complicated procedure that most people would not even bother to attempt because it would be too difficult.
Yeah, as soon as the soldering iron comes into play, a lot of people back away.
And I think it wasn't even like an easy solder. It was like a very complicated maneuver, I believe. So this is what I'm told. So someone at Sony decided that, we better remove this other OS feature And they did so via a software upgrade. Quote unquote upgrade. Now, a lot of people think that the reason why the hackers never really bothered with the PS3, or one of the big reasons, was that Sony sort of gave people this open platform in that you could put Linux on there, even though 99.9% of the people out there wouldn't even bother. But they had this thing on there, and now they take it away. And now they've given hackers something to do and like a motivation. And I'm not saying that, Sony's wrong for doing it. It's their system. They can do whatever they want. I'm not saying that the hackers are right because, hey, they took away a feature that we used to have and now we don't have it. And now we're going to crack the shit out of your system and lay it bare for everybody to take advantage of. I mean, obviously, that's not an excuse for doing that, but you just gave hackers something to do and they did it. And now Sony is suing these guys. And the question is, like, what is this going to do for Sony? Like, is this just going to get more hackers on their ass? Are Sony doing everything wrong? Who's making these decisions at Sony? Don't you think you're just angering more hackers? And Clixby writes in and has a question. Do you think that this, now that you people can hack the PS3, do you think it's going to cause Sony to bring out the PS4 sooner than they've planned? I mean, that's probably already like sort of set in stone at this point, right? I mean, you don't think they would go ahead and bring up, bring this thing out of the bullpen early because of this. I mean, maybe it depends.
I think the PS4 is coming out of the bullpen early no matter what.
You do? Before the 360?
I think they've got to get it out there. I mean, it's just the playing field has to be theirs the next time.
I think it also will come down to, if Sony can quantify the lost revenue due to PS3 hacking, and it's significant, then there's a case. But I don't think that there's a significant revenue loss yet for them to freak out just yet.
In terms of the lawsuit, or?
Yeah, if it's incredibly difficult still. Difficult yet possible is very different than, going to a flea market and being able to buy a chip that you could put in your PlayStation 2. I remember going to flea markets all the time and they would sell these chips that you could put in your PlayStation 2 where they could play burned discs.
Right.
And it came with instructions on how to put it in your console, and they would sell them for like $15 and there'd be a guy at a flea market with a box of them. They don't have that for the PlayStation 3.
No, I used to. I brought my old PlayStation, my original PlayStation. I brought it to Chinatown, and I had them put a chip in it so I could play I could buy the Japanese Dance Dance Revolution games, which were much better than the American ones. I did that. I admit doing that.
Yeah, that was a thing. But I don't, four guys have figured out how to hack into the PlayStation 3. How easy is it? That's the thing question.
It sounds like it would be pretty easy if they released what they had, because I don't know the specifics of it, obviously, but it seemed like it was similar to how the PSP piracy got out of hand, where you could pretty much assign everything to think it was valid code, and you could update firmware, and there would be illegal versions of the firmware as well that you could just override the legal versions with. So it seemed like it would open it up pretty easily to where you would just need to do an initial like USB type of thing.
Yeah, I guess the question is this lawsuit going to scare off future hackers, or is it just going to encourage them?
It'll scare off future hackers from publicizing that they did it
and that what their names are.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, anyway, it's an interesting story, and I'm definitely curious to see how it develops. I'll be buying my Blu-ray burner. No, I'm not doing that. I'm just kidding. All right, so let's move on to Microsoft.
I played pretty much everything that was on Xbox Live Arcade
in the last 2 months.
I mean, really, that's just a crazy amount of stuff. Now, how many of these games have I played? I played four of them. I only own one of them.
Some of these you've talked about already, though.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. We already talked
about.
Which ones
have I talked about?
We talked about Super Meat Boy.
Okay.
I like
that game.
Did we talk about World of Keflings? I mean, we both own it. It's like Kingdom for Keflings, but with two other places to go.
Mm-hmm. Slightly yeah. better. They improved a couple little things, but it's a fun little casual game to waste time with.
It's good in 10-minute increments. The first time you play it, you'll feel the urge to play for more than 10 minutes. Don't.
I think I played for like 10 hours.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Straight.
That's a lot of time. You
and,
see?
Yeah, went right through it.
Rascals? I played the demo.
Did you
for
play
this.
That at all?
I played the demo. There was way too much talky talk. Like, that game takes a long time to get going for a downloadable game that has no real story.
Yeah, they try to put some more story in it. This is done by Halfbrick, the guys who do Fruit Ninja on the iPhone.
Ty loves Fruit Ninja.
Yeah.
I like the ideas of the game, but I found it was a little uneven.
I would agree with that.
The ideas
are it's a platformer with basically Mr. Driller elements built into it. And it also has a multiplayer element, which is pretty much the majority of the game, because the single player you can get through in maybe 3 hours or so. But it's all right. It's not my favorite of those games of the holidays that came out, those three games.
Is it Ilo Milo?
Ilo Milo is pretty good.
I played the demo for that. It's cute.
It's cute. I have trouble with these 3D puzzle games because I get really disoriented and then I lose interest because I don't want to think too hard. But I got through it. I mean, it's a very cute little game. The production values are very well done. It fully realizes like the like kind of vision that they had. It feels kind of like a Roald Dahl novel. Like, it's got very like well detailed and like, I don't know, like savory type things. Like, it seems like they describe like the smells and the touch and everything. But check out the demo of that. It's fun. The one I liked the best out of everything I played, well, besides Super Meat Boy, was Dead Rising 2 Case West. Have you guys checked that out at all?
It's region locked here and it's like a whole thing. I don't know how to get it. I just ordered Dead Rising 2 though.
I didn't play the other one, the other game.
You don't need to. Play Dead Rising 2 Case West is the one you're going to play if you're going to play any of the three games that came out. It's $10. I've played through it twice. It's like 3 hours long. It never gets to the point where you're frustrated that you don't have enough time to do everything.
Is it better than Dead Rising 2?
It's more friendly to play. Yeah. There's not as much to do because Dead Rising 2 is obviously much larger.
Right.
And the setting is better in Dead Rising 2 because you're in the casinos or whatever in Vegas. Case West takes place entirely in like a factory warehouse type setting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the most exciting of settings, but there's no psychos in Case West. So there's no frustrating battles. You don't have to escort people in Case West. You just save them, and they save themselves after that. And you get Frank West back, too. So, and the camera stuff is back. So it's a good game. Anybody else want to talk now?
Sure.
I'm done talking.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I was going to say, do you want to talk about Plants vs. Zombies and or Comic Jumper?
Comic Jumpers,
Yeah, that's what I heard
Plants
about.
Plants vs. Zombies good.
I noticed you've been playing a lot of Plants vs. Zombies, or is that the missus playing a lot of Plants vs. Zombies?
That was
Zombies.
Both of us playing. We played like 40 hours of it over a course of
I was
like,
going to say, that
something.
Was like your big holiday game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun to play together because you can pass the controller back and forth, and there's some co-op stuff as well.
Cute.
Okay.
What are we looking at? Do we want to talk about the 3DS?
There was a big preview of the 3DS preview event. They had like the Nintendo event that they do at Makuhari Messe.
There was a preview event for the preview event?
For the 3DS.
So,
I didn't go because I went to Osaka to get laid. So,
gotcha.
I was not there. But the my friends at 8-4 do a show, the 8-4 play, and they went and they probably did. I think their episode that's just out now is all about that event. I think that's all they probably talk about. So you should definitely go listen to 8-4 play and check that out if you want to hear that. And the sort of the big news to come out of this thing is that the battery life of the 3DS, Nintendo says it's only 3 to 5 hours in the 3D mode. you know, so okay. We'll see. I mean, I just have a really, I mean, I thought it was cool what I saw at E3, and, you know, it was interesting, but I don't get it. It's hard for me to get excited about 3D on a, I'm not like terribly excited about 3D in general, and 3D on like a 3 or 4 inch screen is really not exciting to me.
Ever since I've gotten the iPad, the 3DS has not seemed all that important to me anymore.
Right.
But I'm going to buy one, but
yeah. We'll see. We'll see. And we'll see. Now there's rumors of the games. GameStop has the games listed at $50. I mean, we'll see. I mean,
that's not going to fly.
That's not going to fly.
Rumor has it that Gran Turismo 5 sold 560 copies in December.
560 copies?
560,000 copies in December.
Gotcha. Wow, and it didn't make the top 10.
And it didn't make the top 10.
Right.
That's a pretty good December.
That is a pretty good December.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think like GT5 is one of those games that will just keep selling, you know, a decent amount each month. So move on to iPhone and Apple. I did buy the Back to the Future game, but I've only played the first 10 minutes of it. I like what I see so far.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I haven't finished it up yet. I'm probably an hour and a half in, but I don't think it's very long. It's a typical Telltale game with, if you like Back to the Future, it's just kind of fun to be in that environment.
Want to hear some crazy numbers? Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, number 10 on the list. Yeah. 906,000 copies.
Whoa!
Disney's Epic Mickey, number 6 on the list. 1.32 million copies sold.
Wow. On one console.
Where are you looking right now?
The numbers are, they updated on NeoGAF is where I decided to look.
Oh, okay.
They tend to get these things first, and or at least collect them first. World of Warcraft Cataclysm at number 3 sold 1.5 million copies. So between number 3 and number 10, the difference is really, you know, it's 500,000 copies between number 3 and number 10, which right. really which isn't is, that much.
That's a lot. 500,000 copies is a lot.
It's, I mean, yes, it's a lot, but it's not a lot, you know, considering. So Assassin's Creed sold somewhere between 1.3 and 1.5 million, as did Donkey Kong Country Returns. Donkey Kong Country Returns sold more than 1.3 million copies.
On one
That's
console.
That's insane. Yeah. On one console.
On one right. console. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood sold more than 1.3 million copies.
Just Dance 2 sold more than 1.5 million copies, you're telling me.
Yes, Just Dance 2 sold more than 1.5 million copies, as did Call of Duty, which isn't a real surprise. That also means that Michael Jackson, The Experience, probably sold a million copies, as did Madden in December, an additional
That's
million.
These are insane numbers for 1 month.
That's, yeah. So it's really, this month is really going to be about the top 20. So,
I mean, to put that in perspective, Resistance, according to the game, the whatever, wherever, VGA charts, Resistance 1 sold 1.5 over its lifetime so far. Lifetime to date, 1.5 million copies. Resistance 2, just over a million lifetime to date. And we're talking about these games outselling that in just December.
In just December. Epic
All
Mickey,
of those games basically
yeah.
outsold Resistance 2 in a month.
Epic Mickey is now a qualified hit.
I think that was never in doubt. I mean, it's Mickey Mouse.
I don't know. I was
going to
say, I mean, Mickey Mouse, my daughter loves Mickey Mouse. Don't get me wrong. But she loves Mickey Mouse for very different reasons than you love Mickey Mouse. There is a children's show on Disney, Playhouse Disney, that stars Mickey Mouse. And it's kind of like Dora the Explorer, but it's with Mickey Mouse. So she knows Mickey. But I think there's a gap of people that are way into Mickey Mouse or who really know Mickey Mouse.
Everybody knows Mickey Mouse.
I know everybody knows
that's
Mickey
the
Mouse.
Thing.
But
everybody knows him.
But are you going to buy a Mickey Mouse game because of that?
We owners are, yes.
You think?
I guess they did. Look, they did.
I was going to say. I guess, yeah. I am answering my own question. Yes, people are going to buy this game. But that's insane.
Yeah.
No. So,
all right, that's cool. We're done talking about Back to the Future. I mean, I played it. The things you only need to know about Back to the Future, it has the music from the movie. It has Christopher Lloyd from the movie. And it has a guy who does a really good Michael J. Fox. So that's pretty much all you need to know. And it's like a point-and-click adventure. So there, that's all you need to know. Let's move on to the CAG bag. Boy, it's a long show today.
It's all Shipwreck's fault. Dude just doesn't know when to shut the fuck up.
I let you have your time every other episode.
What about the other 224 episodes where I wouldn't shut up?
So let's see. Here's some questions. The real Steve-O. Is this the real Steve-O?
Yes, it is.
Now that he's sober, he wants to know what's happening with the Call of Duty franchise now that Infinity Ward has joined EA.
Nothing.
They're still making it.
They're going to still make it, and it's still going to sell a bajillion copies.
Is this question like from like 12 months ago?
No. And I mean, look, they're going to milk the shit out of it, just like they did with Guitar Hero. You're going to see Call of Duty.
You know what? People have been saying
Cheerios.
That for years now. And
but they have said they're going to make an adventure game. They're going to make an online.
Saying for this next year, he's asking. That's what the question is. It's what is going to happen to Call of Duty in 2011? Because yeah, Treyarch can't put it out another one.
Yeah, they're not going to put out it, so someone else will be making.
Oh.
That's what this question's really asking.
There will be a Call of Duty this year. I don't know. We'll see. But there will be one.
Infinity Ward is still there.
It still
right?
exists. Yeah, there's still.
Oh, right. It'll be Infinity Ward, but just without all the people.
Without Weston Zampella.
Right. They'll make Modern Warfare 3.
And it'll be good. Yeah. It'll be good. I have no doubts about it. But they're not going to put a Call of Duty out that's bad now.
Right. Slider Wave wants to know what does Wombat think of the new Spider-Man movie costume?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell from the picture.
I think it looks good.
But it doesn't look bad. No, it doesn't look bad at all. Yeah.
No.
I like it better than the silver spider web that was all over the Sam Raimi costume. I never liked that.
Okay.
So
let's see. Thorbon 3 says, with Xbox Live subscription cards being on sale for what seems like every week, do you think Microsoft raised the price to $60 to make Xbox Live more appealing when it's on sale, like this week's $39.99 and a game on the dashboard? So he's saying basically because they raised the price, they can put promotions up on the dashboard that now seem like it's a great deal at $40. And don't they lock you in? Like if you take advantage of one of these deals on the dashboard, doesn't it set your thing to auto-renew
at
$60?
Yes, it does.
So maybe they're just hoping, they just want to get people locked in and they hope that people forget that they're on auto-renew.
Which is possible.
Maybe. So yeah, I think that's an interesting theory. He also asks, why does Michael Pachter have a t-shirt to buy and you guys don't? I remember CAG having shirts in the past, but they seem to have disappeared. Any reason? Well, they're on, I can't even remember the name of that site. Cafe.
It's on Cafe Press, right?
CafePress.com/cheapassgamer. The problem is they kind of suck.
And no one ever bought them.
I mean, I don't like to promote them. I think it's kind of cheesy to sell that shit.
You could buy a t-shirt with a wombat face on it, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying in general, take money from people that if I don't need to, you know, I learned this from Howard Stern. I went to the Howard Stern school of everything and he doesn't sell stuff. So we don't sell stuff. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Do you really need a t-shirt with CAGcast on it? I mean, come on. Buy the Pacto one. The Pacto one looks nice. Although it's $20. Come on.
F that.
I wouldn't buy a $20 t-shirt if it had $5 attached to it. Let's see.
Especially not with a big Michael Pachter head on it.
It's like an 8-bit Pachter head.
It's still a Pachter head.
How about a big black penis? Would you buy that?
I don't know. Depends on what it looks like. Do you have any pictures you can show me?
Let me hit undo on the spreadsheet. Hold on. Let's see. Cold Killer wants to know if you have an update on your kid's face being bitten.
That kid was kicked out of school.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Because of that?
That was probably part of the reason.
Oh, there was other things going on.
He may have
been just out on the streets now? Or?
Yeah. He was sent
juvie.
Like shipped away, yeah, to toddler
He's
juvie.
In juvie nursery school now. Wow. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Steven,
her face is fine, though? Her face is good?
Her face is fine. And actually, she really likes being in school more. Not that she's been in school since Monday. She's been home sick since Tuesday, but she was home again today. But, it sucks.
And she's bored because now, look what's going on there. His face is being bit. I mean.
She, you know, well, she likes any, you know, and I'm sure Ty's the same way, likes being in any place where they could go into a room that's completely open and they're allowed to take anything they want off the wall and throw it on the floor. You know, what's not to like? Because she can't sure. do, she, you know, when Ty's home, I'm sure he can't walk into your office and take stuff and throw it on the floor.
But he can. I'm a sucker. Yeah. He's ruined all my collectibles, basically.
That's not good.
My Knight Rider collectible, he's ruined. I haven't let him touch my RoboCop one, but no, that's not so great.
Yeah.
Steven Got Lost wants to know what Wombat and Shipwreck do for a living.
Shipwreck is a rocket scientist.
Yeah, he says, isn't Shipwreck a rocket scientist?
And I'm a space pimp.
Yep.
Hey, what else do you need to know?
Do you not want to mention it?
It's the problem is that it's really not that exciting, and I prefer the mystery.
All right.
I'll tell you this, though. I'm the best that my company's ever had at my position.
Yep. He cleans the glory holes.
That's what I do.
He makes sure that they're all sanded nicely.
And I replace urinal cakes.
With his mouth.
Yes. Arr.
Captain Joel says, hey, Cheapy, I've always wondered. Why would you wonder this? But I don't since you live in Japan, do you keep most of your money in yen or in the American dollar? I have
neither.
A couple of friends.
It's all in the euro.
I have a couple of, it's all in food stamps.
Amazon credit.
It's all in francs.
I have a couple of friends that live over there that keep their money in American. I've never heard of that described such a way. But they live on military bases. Here's the thing. I don't have a choice. I don't make any yen. I don't earn any yen. All my business is done in America, so I only have dollars. So I only have dollars here too.
He does have it all converted into those funny Canadian dollars.
Loonies?
Because he likes the pictures and the colors. Yeah. He likes red dollars.
I like the chocolate money that you get at Passover.
It's all converted into Hanukkah gelt.
Right. I have to keep it in a refrigerator. Especially during summertime. I think we're done.
All right.
Well, here's one more. Spartan VO7. Have you heard rumors about Microsoft leaving the console business after this generation because investors are not happy with Microsoft? Do you think that will really happen?
No.
Dude, the Xbox is like the only thing that's making money over there.
Over there.
Come on. They're not giving up on that. Xbox is like one of their big successes. I mean, they had to compete. They came in and competed with Nintendo and Sony, who had a really nice foothold in there. And now look at them. They're doing great. They're not leaving. No way.
Nuh-uh.
And I think that about does it for this week's show. I want to remind everybody to follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/GPD. Twitter.com/Wombat5277. Twitter.com/Shipwreck. Also, you can get video game deals at Video Game Deals. And if you're in the UK, it's UK Game Deals. And please subscribe to us on iTunes and review us on iTunes. And we've got the GoDaddy.com domain registration and web hosting coupon codes. 10% off any order. This is where you yell the coupon codes.
Oh, CAG 10.
$5 off a $30 order.
CAG 5 off 30.
$7.49 domain registrations.
CAG domain.
Yes, GoDaddy.com. And anything else?
Yeah, I need to mention this. I promised I would. Archer is coming back to TV. It's on FX. It's coming. The new season two starts on January 27th. Set your DVRs now. If you didn't watch any of season one of Archer, it is available for instant watch on Netflix. It is one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. You should go watch it now and set your DVRs today, January 27th. Archer.
Can't they buy some ads or something?
Huh?
Can't they buy some ads?
They're nice. They're friends.
All right, they're all friends.
Yes, actually, I know three of like the four people that work on that.
You know
show.
Archer?
I know Archer personally. We go for coffee.
All right, Shipwreck. Do you have anything that you need to plug for free?
Oh yeah, there's a country square dancing game coming out for the Wii.
Yeah,
I talked to one of my PR buddies about that today. So
sweet.
Look for that.
All right. We're getting all the exclusives over here on CAG, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I look forward to reading everybody's positive comments.
Share the love.
Oh, we forgot to mention that there's that rumor that the PSP2 is going to be revealed at the end of January in Tokyo.
The PSP2 is going to be revealed in Tokyo at the end of January. I'm glad we had this discussion.
I think it's a mistaken rumor, by the way, as I told you guys. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what I heard, but I just heard what that event is, and it's not that. It's not PSP2.
Okay.
So, I don't know. MCV is the one that posted that rumor. Maybe there's two events at the end of January in Tokyo for Sony. It seems unlikely, but I think it's not the PSP2. Anyway, thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bread's done.
If you bake real good, like you should, wait till the holidays. Smile, your own Game Boy can run.
This season, stuff your stockings with Funsography and Game Boy cameras.
Smile, your own Game Boy can run.